This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji. Good morning.
Good morning, and I'm John Hockenberry. Now, follow the logic here, all right? We own AIG, the insurance giant, right? Because we bailed them out, all right? AIG sponsors a lot of stuff, okay?
A lot.
Including the New Jersey Symphony, which we mentioned at the top of the hour. They sponsor the broadcasts, the radio broadcasts for the New Jersey Symphony. They sponsor the Buffalo Bisons. The minor league baseball team.
What that was, because I didn't know.
They're a major league baseball team that didn't make it to 500 in the latest season. Too bad for them. They're actually a Mets farm team. And they also are the biggest sponsor for Manchester United, the soccer legend. And joining us now to talk about, first of all, how Manchester United is doing and what this AIG sponsorship means. I mean, after all, it is our team, right?
Yes.
And there we go. Jeff Rusnak is soccer columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, how's Manchester United doing?
Well, a little bit of a slow start this year. It's just four games in for Man United, and they're in 15th place in the English Premier League out of 20 teams.
Oh.
I know. This isn't what we expect for $85 billion, but they're one game away, really. They have a game in hand, so if they were to win their next game and they would be even with all the teams in terms of games played. They would jump up to eighth. I would say the near-term prospect is for a quick turnaround. The long-term prospect is for Man United to continue to make a healthy return on investment. So I think we got a pretty good deal, although $85 billion is a lot to spend to get, you know, a soccer team.
Well, Jeff, you know, I was listening to what you were saying there. You know, AIG has had kind of a slow start for the fall, too. You know, they're having a little rough time. I don't know if the turnaround is going to work there. But what does this sponsorship consist of?
Well, basically, in lieu of not having television commercials during a soccer match,
right,
and, you know, soccer teams throughout the world sell the front of their jersey as more or less a billboard. And there are varying values to that. The deal that AIG has with Man United happens to be the most expensive deal of all of them. It's $102.9 million over 4 years, and AIG is now in the second year of that deal. And essentially what it gives AIG is, particularly with a team like Manchester United, is probably, oh gosh, easily in the tens of millions of people seeing that logo on a weekly basis around the world. I think AIG is in 130 countries, but I think the English Premier League is in about 190 countries in terms of television coverage. So
now it's all about branding, Jeff. So I mean, when people see that jersey with AIG on it, are they thinking to themselves, strong, powerful, Manchester United, or are they thinking bankrupt, loser, owned by the U.S. taxpayers?
Well, this occurred to me last night that, you know, the current administration that we have isn't very popular around the world. And, you know, now you associate them with Manchester United. You know, this might be a deal that if we didn't have an election coming up and, you know, and this whole imaging could change, you know, it might not be the best association. You're right. I mean, AIG right now is a damaged product, and Manchester United is a defending English champion and European champion.
Jeff, so, really quickly, we just got a couple of seconds. I mean, we really have 1 second. What's your advice for your team? I mean, you're one of the sponsors. Come on. What should they do?
Well, you know, we just need to stay healthy. We've
stay
got
healthy.
More millionaires on our team than anybody else.
Beautiful.
Just remember, America, AIG, 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 not USA.
Jeff Rusnak, soccer columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel.